Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
CityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Sin City Radio.
Yo!
Hey, where are the white women at?
Mission from God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
And let me pass. Fool, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
Sin City Radio.
SinCityRadio.net.
SinCityRadio.net. Sin City Radio.
Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass chilling as usual. My man, Father Time, what's good, dog?
What's cracking, doc?
Chilling. Wick, what's happening with you?
What it do?
All right. Miss Janine, how you feeling, baby?
I'm feeling good.
All right. Hey, man. I went on my Instagram yesterday, just, you know, posted something to say, you know, something to say, nice show or whatever, and they deleted my Instagram.
Who did?
I guess the motherfuckers who own the motherfucker. They deleted me off. Yeah, they deleted the Sin City page off. I created another one, of course, but I'm like, God damn, I was kind of wrong.
Yeah, that kind of fucked up. Did you send them a Instagram for that?
Yeah, man, they said. They said somebody reported me, man. They said my Instagram was too wild for Instagram, I guess. I mean, I ain't post nothing no more than I posted on SinCityRadio.net.
Well, you want to give a shout out to Instagram right now? A big Sin City fuck you?
You know what?
I'm just asking. If you don't, it's just Bushwick saying it.
I mean, I ain't tripping. I made another one, so I'm good. I'm Sin City back on now. We back on now, full effect. But, I mean, I'm like, damn. It's just killing me how now everything is being so censored. I guess it's just, this is the way.
And TV is as wilder than anything else.
Right.
Anytime you turn on TV, you see a goddamn man's ass walking across the screen.
Yeah, that is true. But
yeah, they get a little wild.
Nevertheless, I ain't tripping. I mean, we back up on that. And like I said, be looking for some new hot shit next month from Sin City because we gone. We taking it back to the essence. So, fuck everybody. If you don't roll with us, we rolling right over your ass. That's for real. But, take this out. I got a question, man. Well, I know your answer, dog. But, I'm really not too sure about you. Did you have a high school sweetheart? Wick?
Who, me?
I'm talking to Wick. I know you did. I'm not mine. Okay. All right, did you have that one? All right, dog, I'm going to ask you then. Did you have that one high school sweetheart that eluded you that you just never could get to?
I don't know if you can call it high school. We didn't go to the same school.
You said what?
You know, I say I don't know if we can call it high school because we didn't go to the same school. You know, I always thought high school sweethearts went to the same school.
Motherfuck. Man. Did you just really get that technical with it?
Yeah, I did. Hey, but mine would be it's obvious. It would be Lenore.
I know that. I'll say I know the answer to the question. But I was trying to ask, okay, you know what? Never mind. Janine.
Yes.
How you doing tonight? Because these two motherfuckers, he won't answer the question. He didn't went all technical about it. God damn.
I answered the question, man.
Well, of course, I think everybody has had a high school sweetheart.
Okay.
That away. Mm-hmm.
But I thought the question was a high school sweetheart that you didn't get a chance to hook up with.
Yeah.
That was the question, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Man was
winning. Anyway. Okay. With that being said, If you could get to them, if you can get to that person, well, that person got in contact with you, would you hook up with them now? I mean, one night stand, I mean, no strings attached, it's just something that you just wanted to do. Would you do it?
Me.
You talking to me?
Go ahead, answer to me.
Before you answer that, hold on, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? It's Marley Marl.
Marley Marl, what's happening with your brother?
Ain't nothing.
Okay. All right, Jadine, if he got in touch with you, one night stand, would you do it?
I have been known to do those types of things. But, you know, I guess it depends on the situation I'm in at the time.
Okay. All right. All right. Good answer. Good answer. What about you, Ty?
No, I wouldn't do it.
You an old-timer?
I'm a married man. I wouldn't do it, dude. Straight up.
Oh, okay, well, scenario if you wasn't married.
Oh, if I wasn't married, then yeah, I would do it.
Okay. Molly Ma, what's happening with you, dog?
Oh, man, nothing. Chilling.
All right, man, here's the scenario. That one high school sweetheart that you just never could get. Now, she done came back. I mean, she done got in contact with you. You know what I'm saying? One night stand. No strings attached. Nothing. Just, hey, this is just something. This been 20 years in the making. And she's still looking good. You hit it.
I'm about to say it. She's still looking good. I was hit it. You know, I'm married now. But, yeah. But if she came back and she's about 350, I'm like, man, hell no. You can have that.
Louder. My daughter, she definitely looks just like she did in high school.
Oh, yeah, it'd be on.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. I go for it.
Finally, an honest answer.
Yeah.
Old Abe Lincoln over here. Oh, honest
Abe. Well, you never asked me, Cass.
I'm a married
motherfucker,
man.
I asked you. Your ass wasn't even on the phone.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I had to take my dogs out, man. Got to take care of my pack.
Oh, yeah. Well, you didn't ask my question. What about you?
Yeah, what would you do, Cass?
Well,
everybody should know what Cass would do. That's like do a bear shit in the woods and wipe his ass with a goddamn fluffy rabbit.
You ever seen that? Have you ever actually seen that happen?
What, Beth walking his ass in the woods with Fluffy Rabbit? Nah, I ain't never got that close. But I'm pretty sure if you get close.
Hey, you ever seen it on TV?
What'd you say? I'm sorry, Karis. What'd you say?
Nah, never mind, brother. I
didn't hear you. I really
nah, It wasn't nothing. To go back to that high school sweetheart that you, the one that eluded you, you know what, I mean, yeah, I guess I would. I mean, like I said, I guess it depends on the situation, but, I mean.
All right, you know what, I want to hear some real answers. Forget the situation. Your situation right now.
He got popped,
I'm talking about your situation right now, today, as of January 29th. If you're old, I'm going to start with you, Janine. Today, he called you right now. You click over. You answer. He say, look, I'm on my way. Let's do it. Would you do it? Would you do it tonight?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. All right. Tomorrow, would you do it tonight?
No, I wouldn't do it.
All right. Wick, what about you?
Hell yeah, I'm single. I'm not committed to nobody. I'm slinging dick out of both drawers last with goddamn 20 goddamn condoms in my pocket.
I'm just saying, but
y'all see, you better see my post. Whatever's coming, my birthday could be a motherfucker.
All right, what about you, dog? Tonight, right now, after the show, do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to see if she into threesomes. Fuck it. If I got to go out on the bang, I might as well go out hard.
All right. Well, see, so, technically, it don't depend on the situation.
Now, have you guys ever had a high school stalker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
High school stalker. Let me think. No, I don't think I ever had a high school stalker.
Remember the look, the chick with the look, the glasses, which I, she grew up to look great. After I gave her to one of my horsemen dudes, she grew up to look great. But yeah, she was look crazy, and I was kind of scared for a minute because she stalked. She was a nerd too, but she was just scary. But then she got in the pool that one time, and that piece just, I was like, well, goddamn.
Hey, I'm fucked up.
You need to wear, yeah. I'm pretty sure somebody on here know about this story.
I don't.
Yeah. This was me and my tag team partner back in the day. But she grew up to be a goddamn dime piece. So I fucked up. I should have took my ugly duckling.
No, I mean, wait a minute. Hold on. I mean, was she stalking you?
Yeah.
Well,
and I tried the girlfriend boyfriend thing, but it was one of them that you don't want to see.
What was the name?
I can't remember. This was junior high.
Junior
high. She wore glasses. She always wore sweaters, dude. But we see there.
I didn't go to junior high with you.
Huh?
I didn't go to junior high with you.
Well, middle school. That's junior high. Yeah. Ninth grade?
Right.
Yeah, got there west side.
That's
ninth
high
grade.
School.
Well, I thought, well, high school, ninth grade.
Okay.
She was also in the radio and TV class, too.
I don't know who you're talking about, man. I really don't. I ain't being funny. I don't know who you're talking about.
But when she took her clothes off and got in the pool and goddamn gym, she looked like a totally different person.
I'm pretty sure a lot of them did. Shit. Okay, but wait a minute. Marley, you mean did they stalk you after high school or just all throughout high school?
Throughout high school?
No, I can't say that I did. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I was a late bloomer in high school. I'm not going to even lie. I really didn't. I was kind of a late bloomer, so nah, I didn't really have no stalker.
So that's
that
new. That's a new call for it, huh? Late bloomer.
Yeah,
I'm going to use that one. Late bloomer, that's what they call it.
No, I mean, seriously. I mean, think about it, dog. I really didn't have a girlfriend until, from my junior year in high school.
He was just blooming late at night. That's what that means.
I mean, I wasn't no virgin or nothing like that, but I mean, I didn't have that girlfriend until I was in damn in my senior year.
You know what? I was almost the same way. It was like my junior year, and that's when I started first with girlfriends that you could. I mean, that's when I had my little whip. You know, we can go out on little dates and shit. But I mean, I guess we had a little boyfriend girlfriend shit like in middle school. But yeah, we ain't do nothing. You know, hell. We couldn't do shit, hell. We ain't had no.
Oh no,
no
I was fucking in middle school.
Oh, God. Can't say anything. I was fucking
middle school.
We can't ask Janine because she didn't fuck with high school.
Yeah,
Janine
was fucking at preschool. Taking them over. Hey, let me get your extra juice. Come here.
Right. Come here. I did something for that extra.
Come here, boy. Come here.
You give me that.
Come back out like, I think I
peed on
myself.
Got all them little boys standing in line with their cookies.
Right. Pizza coming around the corner.
Real.
Pizza coming around the corner.
My boy got to be. They trying to get it off. It's nap time. What the fuck y'all in here doing?
Yeah, yeah. Then come out with three bags of cookies. What the hell? Jermaine, come here. They gave me their cookies. Hey, you gave them yours. Bad ass.
Oh, hey,
anybody have a crush on the
teacher? You said what?
Anybody had a crush on the teacher?
Crush on the teacher. Yeah, I think it was only one that I ever really had a crush on.
Oh, I know. Oh, I had a crush on.
What was her name?
Miss Jones. She said she only worked 1 year at Tollison, dog. It was 1 year. She only worked 1 year, and she was young. She was really young. And some guy came and, man, he married her and everything. Dude, man, I was heartbroken when that dude walked in that door and gave her that ring. You know, we had a first period, too, and he came in first period with a ring. I was looking like, say no, bitch, say no. Got crying and shit. Yes, yes. Class clapping and shit. I'm probably the only motherfucker in the class wasn't clapping. I'm looking like, ain't this a bitch? I was just about to put my boobs down.
Motherfucker.
Man, I really
of your
the bad part is I and please don't nobody ask me, but I really thought I had a chance to get her. I thought if I caught her in the right moment or caught her going to her car, I could get her. Don't ask me why.
Bitch, I'm making money. I can do this.
I thought I could get her, man. I did. I thought if I ever had the opportunity, I could get her.
Hey, Kev, I don't know if it was me and you in the same English class or me and Butch in the same, but that English class when we first went to Westside, the light-skinned chick, she didn't last long, but I really wanted her, boy.
Nah, we had to be doing him. Because me and you never had no...
Yeah, we had math class. We had Mr. Miyagi. Well, the one that looked like Mr. Miyagi to me.
Man, you never had a class together in high school.
The math class. What was the math teacher name?
Mr. Hayes. Man, you never had a class together in high school.
Oh, we was out. Oh, I was after you there.
I take that back. We had one class. We had one class. That was our senior year. That was that Black History class.
I don't even remember that class.
Yeah, she kicked you out.
I'm so out.
Of course, I got kicked out of a couple of classes, except for radio, TV, math, and then once I started wrestling,
okay.
I was
okay. Okay, 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 okay. Wait. You taking the conversation to another place?
Oh, my bad.
We talking about crushes now.
Well,
right,
yeah, the bowlegged chick.
Can I ask a question?
The bowlegged chick
in
that senior year, I had a crush.
Wait a minute. Hold up. What would you say, Janine?
I was going to say, what happens when you get the girl you was in love with your high school sweetheart or whatever, and you get her? Now, what if she turns out exactly what you want her to be, or she turns out not to be? What do you do then? What if it turns into more than just a one-night stand?
Janine, it turns into like anything else in life. Once you get it, you don't want it no more.
No, you can't say that.
I can't say that for everybody. I apologize for that. That's just my opinion.
I mean, that's your opinion. You're entitled to it, but I just disagree.
Yeah,
I don't think it all works. I think, you know, in some cases, if it worked, then cool. If not, then, you know. Hey, I still fuck you. All right, Selena, what's happening?
Hey, how are you?
How you doing?
What's up?
I'm all right. What y'all talking about?
All right, Selena, have you ever had that one motherfucker that you just, I mean, all through high school, you just wanted to fuck him just one time? Now y'all got a little older. He come knocking on the door. He didn't email you, text you, or something. Would you go fuck with him?
I liked him through high school. Would I go?
Yeah. And he still looks the same, if not even better.
I mean, you know, we done talked in text or whatever, you know. Yeah, I go see what he's talking about.
This is a few years later.
He hit you up on Facebook. He just hit you on Facebook or something. I mean, y'all haven't talked or texted or nothing. He just hit you on Facebook like, damn, what's up with you, baby? Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would per se in my high school thing, but what's up, y'all reminisce, you got to go a little further than, you know, just what's up, maybe, I'm sure. But y'all reminisce and shit.
Y'all did the whole little reminiscence thing.
Yeah, if he ain't with nobody, you ain't, why not? I mean, or if you is, I mean, halfway you out there. I mean, but, you know, why not?
Okay, so you would?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, we just asking, that's all.
Yeah.
I think everybody said they would unless they was married.
Why you sound like you're so down and out tonight? What's wrong?
Well, I've been drinking shit, and I'm tired. Drinking and tired and drinking. I'm all right.
You tired of drinking?
No, I said I'm tired and drinking. Tired. I just not smoking out of work. But enough for me.
That's what's up.
If that's okay with you, Cass.
I was just trying to show some concern for you. That's all, baby.
How's Father Sam doing? Is he on the phone?
Who?
He on here.
Father Sam.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, cool.
Everybody was worried about you, old man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
That's good.
You know you're an asshole, but we still love you. You are an asshole.
Yeah.
Everybody got to have one.
But I wasn't. I never said I wasn't.
And your partner, don't worry. You ain't by yourself.
Hell, I'm you just
trying to provoke me tonight, huh? I asked you how you doing. I see you sound a little down and out, a little tired, I'm finna provoke him anyway.
But you forgot I was sipping too. You missed that part. I'm still here. Damn it, I'm just relaxed.
Women.
Yes, I'm not scared of you. Let's go. Women. Okay.
All right, so I got an old school song on here that I'm about to play. Well, it ain't too old school, but here we go. Okay.
Doing something we both can feel. Straight baby. I got it. Oh. All your good love. Let's take off all our clothes, baby. Yeah. Light a few candles and pull back the satin sheets. I just want to kiss your sexy body from the top of your head down to your feet. It's an occasion, lay, that is so special, like a holiday, see, I'm tired of explaining, baby, there is nothing left to say, straight fucking. Taking you out on the town to a fancy restaurant, no, oh no. See, I just wanna give you, baby, everything, everything you want. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Straight fucking, baby. Whoa, do you know what I mean? Take it all. Take it all off, baby. Oh, oh, baby. Oh, yeah. All your good loving. Whoa. Fuck me, baby. Fuck me like I've never been fucked before.
All right, y'all. Welcome back.
And man, I think if him and R. Kelly made a CD together, I think it'd be the biggest selling thing in the world. Them motherfuckers make some good ass music.
I don't think the motherfuckers could get along long enough.
No, I think him and Tyrese is cool. I don't see him and Jay-Z making another CD together.
Hey, is Jay-Z the next Will Smith and Jada? You know, that's the only black power couple we got. So is Jay-Z the next power couple and Beyonce? Especially after that performance at the whatever that award show?
Yeah, I don't know.
I really wouldn't give a fuck.
Uh-huh. Right.
I saw a picture somewhere with the caption saying, "Yeah, hey, Beyonce and Jay-Z on there saying, don't disrespect me like that ever again, bitch." So I'm thinking, is this something happened when they were performing or something?
No, nah, man, that's just somebody. That's just a wonderful Photoshop pictures, man. That's all.
Oh, okay. That's I got the most got it too, Tom. The motherfuckers be coming off some clever ass pictures, though. It'd be some clever
yes,
ass shit
do.
On them.
Yes, they do.
I mean, them motherfuckers, they sit down and think about that shit. It'd be some clever ass shit on it.
Yeah, it's a parade of motherfuckers on there.
Yes, sir.
They come up with some shit.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, that's why everybody got to put their own little thing on that, man. I'll say we need to start the ones we make, we need to start putting the Sin City Radio on that.
Yep, yep. I agree.
So?
I mean, personally, I try to make a couple, but shit, my shit never takes off like that.
Hey, y'all, I need Sin City help, y'all. I'm getting old. I want to fall in love. So I need y'all to help me to find a match for me.
A match for you?
Yeah, a match for me.
I thought her Esther was dead.
Right, I said Esther dead, Woodrow.
That's why I need a match. I ain't had nobody since my baby Esther. I miss my baby. She's just like my goddamn ripple.
I was, in all honesty, and all bullshit aside, what are you looking for in a woman? I just want to know.
The three things we say, I want honesty, loyalty, and respect. And I'm going to give her the same things.
Are you?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay.
If you give it to me, I'm going to give it to you.
What does she say? What does she say she wants you to cut down on the smoking?
She want to who?
She wants you to cut down on your smoking weed.
What that got to do with my honesty, loyalty, and respect thing I'm giving
you?
She's
being honest.
Okay, you want me to shut down? I won't smoke at your house. But when I'm at my house, I'm going to smoke.
Hey, I don't fuck with it right there.
Swing and a miss.
I gotta agree with that one.
I won't do it at your house, but I'm gonna do it at my house. I'm still gonna be me. You don't want me drinking, I won't drink at your house, but when I'm at my house, I'm gonna drink.
What is she saying this for the simple fact that?
But you can't say this in the first week, though. This after we got to fall in love for me to change myself because.
But that's what you
say.
You're looking for love.
Yeah,
you're looking for love.
Yeah, I'm looking for love because there's also got to be things that you're gonna have to change too because I'm not gonna.
It's about you right now. He asked you, "What are you looking for, a woman?" He said, "Honesty." You said you would smoke. And drink at your house, but you're looking for love. Eventually, y'all gonna. I mean, if it's love, it's gonna be forever. So, how that's gonna work if y'all end up?
I don't know if I've never had it because honestly, me myself, I really don't. I believe I don't know how to love. I know how to care. If you're not my niggas, I really don't know how to pull my all into it. I don't know if y'all people understand that a little bit. You know, like I know how to love my niggas. You know what I'm saying? They're my niggas. You know what I'm saying? I know if I got it, they got it. If you know, if they need me, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? I just don't know how to love a female like that.
False.
I mean, because I know if my nigga gonna be honest with me, he gonna be truthful with me. You know, if you my nigga.
Let me just ask a question. And this pertaining to whether, and this don't just pertain to females, this pertaining to males and females. Why is it when somebody say you need to change something, the first thing you do is try to look for something to change on them?
No.
Because you said, you asked him, what is he looking for in a woman?
No, I don't think you understand why. No, what I'm saying, and I'm saying it like because the first thing he said is, well, you're going to have to change something too. Well, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on one second, dog. Hold on, I'm going to let you answer that. Like she was saying, like she was saying, I mean, the first thing that came out your mouth is, well, it's going to be some stuff. It's some stuff about you I want to change.
No.
Well, like
I
said.
I disagree on that one.
Hold on, man. Like okay. she said, it ain't about me right now. It's about you. You know what I'm
right.
saying? If you sitting there, if the problem lies about you, like let's just say we hypothetically speaking, let's just say okay, I'm gonna say myself. Okay, if a person come to me and say, "Well, Cass, you got a drinking problem. You drink too much. You know, you need to stop drinking. You need to slow your drinking down." Now, I'm pretty sure that they're telling me this because they're looking out for my health. But us, you know, people, I'm going to say men and women, the first thing we do is say, well, what about what you doing?
Right.
It ain't on me.
I'm going to answer that
it
for
ain't
you,
no
me. Why we do that? I'm going to answer that for you. We do that because it hurts. We
you
feel like
what?
It may be, I'm saying, listen. We do that.
Nah,
people do that. You know what I mean?
Oh.
It may be the truth. Yeah, that's what it is.
Also, the truth hurts and then be like, well, I'm not saying something about you that's true. And you're going to end up hitting this with me. I have no problem.
No.
It's a defense mechanism.
Hold on, man. Listen to me, dog. Don't interrupt me. Listen to me. What I'm saying is, if I go to Cass and say, hey, man, you drink too much, man. You need to slow down. It's the truth. He knows it's the truth, but he feels
right.
as though I'm attacking him.
Right.
But his
right.
defense will kick in first.
Right.
You know,
right.
yo, listen to the truth first. You listen, your defense kick in first. It's a
okay,
defense.
That's my question.
Okay.
That was my question. Why is that?
Why does the defense thing kick in?
It's the truth. A motherfucker just told you the truth.
Yeah, people don't want to hear
exactly.
the truth. I agree.
Exactly.
And I don't agree with Father Tyler too much.
I'm about to attack you. Well, I think you smoked it.
That's not an attack. They
well,
were being upfront with
me
you.
You ain't see me. You don't know what I do. So you can't
that's
you
not
can
an attack.
About what
she's
I used
telling,
to do. So you can't attack
they
me.
Just, oh, Selena, hold on for a second, Selena. I wasn't saying you, man. See, you came
oh,
in
I
personal.
Thought you just said you was about to attack me. Stop
listening. Listen to the conversation.
Okay, man.
I'm sorry. Okay. I apologize, sir.
Everything ain't about you, man. It's not personal,
I said
dog.
I apologize. It's the best I can do.
That's all I'm
okay.
saying. People, you tell somebody the truth, they feel as though you're attacking them, so they're going to attack back. That's
right.
what people do.
Right.
I mean, but
right.
my whole thing is just like, that's just like, if you tell me this, I mean, shouldn't I be man enough to say, well, you telling me this out of love without trying to attack you back?
Right.
Think like that, man.
Huh?
You know, motherfuckers don't think like that. You attacking
I mean,
me,
but
so
I'm saying.
You know,
I believe a lot of relationships, and I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's just like if you come, like I said, if you came to me telling me I'm drinking too much, evidently you seeing something in me that you know that's taking a turn for the worse. And my defense shouldn't be, well, look at what the fuck you doing. I mean,
shit,
I ain't saying nothing to you about what you doing. Evidently, I ain't got a problem with what you was doing. I ain't got a problem. My biggest thing is I hate when somebody have a problem with me when after, like I said, like if I'm saying something that's going to benefit you, why you got a problem with me now? You didn't have a problem with me before
right.
I said what I said.
Right,
okay.
right.
But that's not necessarily true, though.
All
right. Okay. Well, okay, Janine.
And I'm only saying that because if you know the person you with, some people can't take criticism. So your mate might know that. So there are some things that they may not say just because they know they're going to hurt your feelings and they know you may get defensive, so they just don't say anything.
Well, coming from a mug that did it for years, it's more on your pride thing because you're like, wow, you're going to come to me at this moment when I don't know.
I don't think it got nothing to do with pride.
Alcoholism is a disease, dude. So it's kind of hard to explain.
It ain't got nothing to do with pride, man. If I see
a lot of it does. In that person's mind, it does.
Okay, let's take
it. Okay, so how you gonna tell me how can I make my point?
All I'm saying is if I see somebody that's my friend, you know what I'm saying, or somebody that I care about, and I see something that they're doing that's fucking them up, I should be able to tell you that, and you shouldn't get defensive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you smoking crack and I see you out there busting your head up against a goddamn wall, I'm going to say, yo, man, you need to stop smoking crack. And then the first thing you tell me is, you need to mind your business. What the fuck? I'm just trying to help you. I'm wrong for that?
That's just human nature, because you're going to always think in your head that you're right for whatever you do. Can't nobody tell you nothing else.
That's just human nature, man.
That ain't human nature.
Everybody thinks they right. When your woman say you wrong, you don't think you right?
No, not all the time. Hell, a lot of times I be knowing I'm wrong.
I'm not saying all the time, but you do get that time that you feel like you right, right? And that's just like alcoholism. Somebody telling you that you wrong, you feel in your mind you right. Because they can't tell you that.
You know what? I can agree with that.
It depends
on how many people telling you the same thing. If you
it
got
still
five
don't matter.
People
long
telling
as you,
you the same
long
thing,
as you feel long
you help.
Okay, can't nobody make a grown man do nothing unless they gonna do it themselves. So the people telling him not going to make him do it. He have to decide himself to do it.
If you got five people telling you the exact same thing,
it doesn't matter. He has to decide himself to do it. It don't matter. He has to decide himself to do it.
That's a fool. That's a fool.
No matter what they tell him, he ain't going to do it because you tell him he's going to do it because he want to.
He may not do it, but that don't mean he don't think he's wrong for what he's doing.
No, that's true. True that. He might know he's wrong.
I mean, because I put it out there. I mean, it's been times where I know I done went on some binge drinking. Where motherfucker had to tell, hey, you drinking too much. And it's like, shit, okay, yeah, you right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, if you right, you right. If somebody right and they telling you this shit out of love, if you could look at that person and say, I love that person, whether it's your mate, your homie, or whatever, if that motherfucker telling you you right, I mean, this motherfucker telling you something out of love, no, I'm not. Me personally, I'm not saying that I've never done it, but I try to listen to what everybody has to say. If you telling me I'm doing something wrong, then I'm at least going to try to listen to it. I'm not going to sit there, like, if I'm sitting there and you like, don't you think you had too much to drink? And I look at a damn fifth and half, over half the bottle gone, and I'm staggering, and I'm throwing up, and all this shit. Yeah, I'm gonna be inclined to say, okay, maybe you're right.
All I'm saying, everybody can't do that, though. It takes that person, that point in time in their life, to make them want to do that. All I'm saying is, no matter what you say to a person, you can't make them do it. They have to do it themselves. That's part of being a man. They have to do it themselves. They got to want to do it. That's all I'm saying, man. You could say anything in the world to somebody. Yeah, you should do this. You do it. First thing they think, oh, you hating. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's coming from that one person, though. When you got four, five months.
But it could be a whole bunch. If he's thinking everybody hating on him.
Himself.
If he thinking anybody hating on him, he's going to be like, oh, they all hating. He have to think on himself that I want to do this then. Maybe he got to do something that he did that he seen that fucked up. to him.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna steal a page from Selena. Selena, I'm gonna steal something from you right now.
That's just my opinion, though, dude.
That's a damn fool. If I got five motherfuckers telling me,
and if you go to an AA meeting or something like that. If you go to an AA meeting, something like that, all of them say that they were damn fools. It's a disease.
I got five people telling me the exact same thing at five different times.
Right.
We ain't all in the same room together. They all coming to me at different times throughout my life telling me the same shit. Then I got to look at my.
Okay, that's like, okay, if somebody did something to you and you wanted to do something stupid and you had a whole bunch of people telling you don't do it, but then you still in your head you want to do it because they did something foul to you. It's on you to decide what you're going to. It's that battle right there.
No, I disagree. It depends on who's telling me. If I got my around me,
it's a battle. It's a battle, old man.
Quit cutting off, man. Please. Like I was saying, if I got five people that's my true-ass friend telling me that's some dumb shit, don't do that shit, I can't think that I'm going to listen to them because they've been around me forever. You know, because right now, what I'm thinking is out of anger. I ain't even using my mind. That's why I got them around me, to stop me from doing stupid-ass shit out of anger. That's what your friends are for. Your friends ain't going to ever tell you nothing wrong, not your true friends. That's a fact. A true friend ain't going to tell you shit wrong. They're going to tell you what's best for you as far as they see it.
I agree with that, but sometimes you have that other voice that you hear and it tells you, like, well, fuck it. Do what you're going to do. It's a struggle, man. It's a struggle. Then you get it. Then you get start getting that paranoid thing, like, oh well, maybe they telling me this because they hating on me. It's a big struggle, man. It's not as easy if you ain't never did it or went through it. The disease, it's a struggle.
Can I ask a question? How did this get so personal?
Huh?
How did this get so personal?
I don't know.
He took it like everybody was like.
I was defending alcoholics. I don't know.
Okay, you know what? Let's just go to a song. Shit.
My fire.
y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Hey, who was that?
You said what?
Who was that? I like that song. I ain't never heard that before. Who was that?
Sons of Funk.
Sons of Funk. That was kind of good. That shit was kind of tight.
You're really old.
Yes, he is.
Hey, man. If it came out after the 80s or other than I kept, I don't know nothing about it. I listen to the Temptations, the Pops, the OJs, the Spinners, that good shit. When music was music.
You know, hey, you know that one, old man.
Yeah.
The bad part about it,
I'm just saying, like, man. Like, look, when you go to the club nowadays, they don't even play slow songs in the club. You can't get a slow song in the club for nothing nowadays, man. Been an ineffective jam, slow jams, man. Couldn't get that shit nowadays.
You didn't dance anyway.
It don't matter. I like to listen to.
You was the one standing up against the wall.
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah,
that was me before I was had a whole bunch of bitches. I almost thought I was going to knock.
Yeah, that was him. That was him that always is a hell of a coach.
Wow.
Who? Man, I danced a few times. Me and EA, I even slow danced with Stacy. I forgot where the hell we was at. I don't know, we was at a wedding reception or something. We was somewhere. Me and her got out there and slow danced.
Stacy.
I remember that shit. We was doing electric slide, too. You was with me. I don't know where we was at. You don't remember that?
Nah, not at all, bro.
Me, you, Stacy, her sister. We was at like a wedding reception. We was somewhere. We was somewhere. I don't remember where we was at. You guys out there doing electric slide?
Nope.
Well, my point is I do dance, Janine. I do dance. Not all the time.
That's not the same as a club.
Hey, they play slow music, I dance. I can't be doing, I don't know how to do all that shit. Them line dances and all that shit. That shit look cool as hell when you got like 30 people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I don't know how to do that shit. I am not musically inclined.
Yeah, that I can agree with. All right, now, you know what? Let me ask you, Janine, let me ask you. What you say, I mean, you're bisexual, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, all right, let's just say me and you in the store. Me and you in the store, and we're a couple, and I see somebody that's cute. I mean, can you kind of really, can you really tell, like, if they willing to go, like, both ways, like, you know, like just say I'd be like, okay, well, shit, let's try to get her home. Let's just say we on the move. We try to find a threesome for the night. So, mm-hmm. I mean, can you like spot them out? Like, nah, not her. Go pick her.
I mean, I don't really. I mean, there are some women. Yeah, you can tell that they go both ways. But there are a lot that you can't, but them the ones that usually do. It don't matter to me. I'll come try to talk to you if I thought she was or not.
So you would say
all you could say is, you know, I don't get down like that or whatever.
Hold on before you ask your question, dog. Let me ask you, okay, you said some women you can tell and some women you can't. I mean, what do you look for? How can I'm saying if you see a woman and you know she's down like that, I mean, what do you see to make you say, I know she's down like that? Because you say some women you can, some women you can't. So what do you see to make you say, yeah, she like that?
She might be checking out other women. Yeah, she might be looking at me, trying to check my picture. I mean, it just all depends. We watch each other. With women, we watch everything.
Right. Right, because so now, because I seen this one chick. She walked in the store, and the old girl was on her. She was on her hard. I mean, she was staring like we would stare at the ass. Like, she's like, look at that ass. She looked back at me like, man, you see that ass? I'm like, I seen it. I didn't think you was looking, though. And when the old girl walked back past her, she kind of like touched her hand a little bit, like, you know, like something. And the old girl stopped. And I was like, damn, that shit worked. So
it's the same as men. Y'all don't know if women are gay or not. You know what I'm saying? But if you think she cute or whatever, you would take your chance and go talk to her. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same as women.
Okay.
Well, I can't tell if you're gay or not.
Well, I try to look for that. I try to look for that one little thing, like if it's a woman that I'm looking at and I'm not sure, I try to check her out to see how she look at other women. Like if a woman walk by and her head turned and she looking at her up and down,
you a stalker. You fuck around following motherfuckers around at Walmart, see what they looking at.
What?
This motherfucker stalking me. I'm in aisle two, he in aisle two. I'm in aisle 10, this motherfucker in aisle 10. What
the fuck?
What I mean?
Well, hey. Hey, shit.
I mean, I do it all the time. If I see somebody cute, you know, if you with me, I'm going to look at them. I'll tell
you. I mean,
you.
Does that...
Hey, I thought, oh, hey, look, you see that ass? You see that ass on? So you can look with me, shit.
I
punch the shit out of my wife. What you doing?
What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Marley, what about you, dog? You a married man. Your old lady say, damn, she got a fat ass. What you going to say?
Well, shit. Well, if you want to go ahead and rub on it, go on ahead. She'll be crazy.
What you say? You ain't going to stop that. You ain't going to stop that process, huh?
No. Mm-mm. I seen that at a concert that we went to, Mike Epps, a comedy concert. You know, all these little young girls walking around with high heels and all they neat hanging out. And she was like, damn, these girls is showing all this skin. I said, they show them off it is, ain't they? They showing all their skin. Damn.
Hey, you okay? Look, I bet he was smiling from ear to ear. Yes, they are. Yes, they
yes,
are.
Yes, they are.
You know what, though, man, with me? I don't like that shit, man. I'm that motherfucker, you know, surprise me. Don't show me everything right now. Surprise me when you take your clothes off, but if you dress like that shit, I already know what you got.
It was a girl that had her some Prince pants on. I'm sorry, I mean she had some Prince pants on. You seen the ass cracking and everything. Only thing that was covering up was like a little like pantyhose covering it up. But you seen the ass cracking and everything. I said, you gotta be kidding.
See, that's like a sticker. Got them, you know, the strippers walk around with stickers on their nipples.
Yeah.
They show everything.
I wasn't complaining. So, I was looking the whole time when she was going down damn steps. I said, ah, damn.
So you weren't complaining about it, though?
Not at all.
Okay, so now, Tama, let me ask you, man. I believe I've asked you this question before, but I'm going to ask you again. Your wife says, you know, I got a surprise for you. Go in the room, lay down, close your eyes. You open the eyes, she got another female with her. Do you tell her to make the female leave?
Hell no. It's her idea, so she cool with it. I ain't cool. If she brought the woman in, I would do it.
So basically, your whole thing is you're not going to do it because you know that your wife is not into it, but if she was, you'd be all for it.
Hell yeah. If she brought the woman in, who am I to say no?
So you're not beyond that then. So it's like you're not beyond threesomes. It's just the fact you just know it's not going to happen. So that's why you always just saying no about it, right? Right?
Exactly. If she was down, I would do it every day if we could. But I know she ain't. I know she, you know, she ain't built like that. So I don't even think about shit. I don't even worry about it. You know what I mean? But if she brought a woman here, I'm not gonna say no.
Okay. All right. So now, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
In your eyes, now I mean, all the time. We've heard Father Time on the show numerous times. I mean, so does that make him, I mean, does that make him one of them closet freaks?
Why, because he don't do it or?
No, because he really wants to. He just know he can't.
No, he ain't no closet freak.
Shit, I beg to differ.
Oh, man. How you see that?
I feel like a closet freak is somebody who they done did some freaky stuff before.
And
now all of a sudden they holding it in. I don't know. I ain't seen no evidence of that.
I'm not no closet freak. But I want to know how do you see it like that?
Because
how does that make me a freak?
I mean, because the way you talk, from the way you talk, even in your past, you ain't never did no real freaky shit.
If I participated in a couple threesomes in my time.
Oh, you have. See, you holding back.
What I'm saying is that he's willing to do it again. He just knows that he can't because she won't. But if she said right now, let's go. He's going. But see, you come off like, oh, no, I hate that. That stuff's not for me. I don't want to do that. But deep down, you do. So I think you're a closet freak.
Well, deep down, I do, but I can't. So I try not to think about it. But I would if I could. But I can't, so I ain't.
All right, but what I'm saying, see, I don't think you follow what I'm saying. Now, how many times have we done brought up threesomes and or whatever, something wild and sexual? Oh, no, I don't do that. No, not I. Nope. Now, Janine, how many times have you said that?
Mm-hmm.
A few times.
You said that a lot.
But now he's over here talking about, right. Well, okay. If she let me, I will. Yeah, dog, you're closet free.
Hey, I would love to. But
see, look, you still talk about he would love to.
I would, but you know what I'm saying? When you know it ain't going to happen, you know, all you can do is just think about it, fantasize about it, and then just move on. All
right, well, I got my man Molly on here. Molly, what you think?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, he might be a little bit of closet freak because I got that in me too. Because if she told me that she brought one in, I'd be like, I'll be right all of it, right all of it. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
No hesitation.
Well, how do you know that they won't do it? Have y'all talked to them about it, or y'all just assume that they won't?
I've nagged several times.
Yeah.
Well, well, you got on
Christmas. Hey, Molly even tried to get it on Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Hey, Molly, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Let's flip it.
Okay.
If you brought a woman home, you think your wife will be down with it?
No. The only reason why I would say that, because she didn't pick, because she wouldn't get a chance to pick. Because she always like, oh, well, you know, I would never do that anyway. And I don't want nobody I know living on my pussy or nothing like that. I don't want nobody I don't know living on my pussy. I'm like, well, shit. That's the one thing you can get. Somebody you know, somebody you don't know. What the hell?
Damn, you do tell the show.
So you said she would be down as long as she knew him?
She said she don't want nobody that she know looking on her snap. So, okay, well, I don't know.
Go get a stranger.
Go get a stranger.
Ain't gonna never see again.
Yeah, that'd be the best bet.
Mark, you gotta go to Texas.
Go get you one from Texas.
You don't ever come back again. Well, hold on, y'all. Janine, me and you a couple, and I say, well, I don't even tell you. I bring somebody home. What do you do? Are you upset? Do you get upset? I mean, is it like, should I let you pick them or what?
I mean, I don't mind if I'm, the guy to pick them or nothing like that. I mean, it depends on, you talking about surprises. I'm sitting here with a scarf on and I ain't got myself together or something. And if I feel like I'm looking crazy like that, you could at least maybe get myself together. So, but no, other than that, you know, no. I mean, probably what I do is just go get myself together and we'll get started.
I don't understand why your husband even divorced.
Oh, no. You's a diamond in a gold mine, shit.
If you a dude and you got it like that, your woman is down no matter what, why would you even divorce that person? That shit don't make no sense to me.
Maybe you had no choice. You did not have a choice.
I would just play the game. I would play right along. You can do whatever you want. As long as you put your phone, do whatever you want. I don't even care. I ain't got nothing to say. Come home with three women 3-4 times a week and include men? We'd never get divorced. We would definitely go old.
Busting nuts left and right. You getting tired.
Come on, man. I mean, you get off work every day knowing, hoping there's somebody else in the house.
Right.
He happy all day at work. I'm like, what's wrong with that, brother?
Okay, wait a minute. What time is it? Damn, I think he's got another hour to go. I got to get home.
He be waiting for that phone call. I'd be like, oh, I got at the hotel this weekend. Oh, you got somebody? Oh, yeah, of course I got somebody. He happy the whole motherfucking week. The whole motherfucking week. He can't wait till Friday.
I'm sliding down the motherfucker like Fred Flintstone. Remember how you used to slide down that dinosaur?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Let's press that goddamn pull on that bird's tail. Yeah,
oh shit. Hell yeah. Mm-mm.
You know what I think? What happened with him? I think he got too full of himself, I guess you could say. I think he got too full of himself.
I think he got
too big for his own good. You know what I'm saying? Like, his head was so pumped up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because how many men actually can say they live that life? You know what I'm saying?
I can't.
Looking at all his friends who didn't have that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, he was top shit. He talking all kind of shit.
Yeah, on top of that, I worked. I had a good job, so, you know, we shared the bill. Then, you know what I'm saying? It was like he didn't want for nothing. You know what I mean? I'm a giving type person, so, you know, that's just my nature. So, you know, you didn't walk for nothing. You had motorcycles. You had trucks. I mean, it was just like he didn't walk for nothing. And you got women whenever you want to. We were doing threesomes almost every weekend. I mean, going to orgy parties, costume ball parties. That was our life. You know what I'm saying? I think he just got too full of himself.
Hey, Janine.
Yes.
Do you believe in polygamy?
What, being with a man having two wives?
Yeah. I think I could talk her into it.
And move straight on to Utah. If you go to Utah right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn.
I mean, but do y'all think that could happen, though? I mean, I understood him being cocky. You know what I'm saying? Because I appreciate him being proud of us. You know what I'm saying? But then I think he felt like he got bigger than me and him. You feel what I mean? Like, he didn't need me where he was at in his life. You see what I'm saying?
But don't you think that was kind of your fault, though, for building him up like that?
I mean, and I did think about that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, well, maybe I didn't build his ass up too much. But then, as my husband, you should, if I'm telling you, because it's not like I'm not telling you. So it's like, if I'm telling you, okay, you know, you're going a little bit too far. You know what I'm saying? We need to come back down a notch or whatever. And then it's just like it became like, fuck me, like, I'm not the one that got you where you at right now. You feel what I'm saying? Because really, anybody else, he had never did that before. He had never did threesomes before. Everything he did while he was with me was new. You know, all his first time for everything. And then all of a sudden it was like, you don't need me anymore because now you all the way up here. You see what I'm saying? That's how it felt.
Mm. Well, all I know is my friends would have never took my phone call because I'd have been bragging. I would have been bragging, man. Shoot, we just knocked another one down, dog.
You try to leave me. Shit, you try to leave me. We'd be on episode of First 48. You ain't going no damn where. Yeah.
But that's how big he got to where he was just like, well, you do what you, oh, well, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And now I get phone calls like, you know, I ain't never had no threesome since you left.
You motherfucker mad as hell.
Okay, you think he ain't?
Mad as hell.
Mm-hmm. I thought you could have found you somebody who was doing it like that. But see, I guess people need to appreciate what they have.
Yeah, man. You don't miss it till you go.
Hey, he walking around. I'm Rick James, bitch complex. I'm Rick James, bitch.
Mm-mm.
It's celebration.
Hey, she talking about some, you coming in the house tonight?
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
I'm not gonna bullshit you, dog. I mean, come on. If I had it like that, hey. Yo, hey, Cass, what you finna do tonight?
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
I'm talking y'all motherfucking shit out of me, dog. For real.
Oh, man.
That's a good life, man. That's a good life to have, man. I think a motherfucker a fool to throw that away. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. You know, I guess because of the life I've had growing up, I feel like why not have fun? Why do people take life so? And I mean, I know you want to be healthy and stuff like that. You want to try to live as long as you can. But why take life so seriously? You only have one life. Why not enjoy it? People just don't. People worry about things so much, about things that are not even important. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
There are things out there that, you know, there are bigger things out there in life that you could be doing and enjoying yourself than some of the things we stress about. You know what I'm saying? And I've just tried to enjoy my life. So, you know, people might judge it or whatever and don't think what I do is right. That's on them, you know what I'm saying? But when I get to the wherever I'm going, I'm going to be like, let me get to the back of the line because, you know, my sin is going to take up too much time. So I'll be last.
you ain't going to make it to them 30 gates. Y'all are gonna be like, this is a joke, right?
It's live. You got all kind of.
You push the wrong button. You make it go down, right? Not up, right? You push the wrong button, right? That's what it is.
But you know they say you got to be judged first. But I'm just saying I'm gonna be at the lab. I'm just like, this gonna push me back to the lab because you know I know my shit just gonna take up a long time because I live my life.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like that. I'm gonna be like that Snickers commercial. Not going anywhere for a while. Ooh, you seen that too, huh?
I'm telling you, man. She gonna get up there, and guys gonna be like, "Clint, call for the devil. You miss one, motherfucker."
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just saying. You only got one life. You might as well try to make the best of it, have as much fun as you can.
I agree with you. 100%.
I mean, as long as you're doing it with the person you want to do it with, you shouldn't be hurting nobody. I mean, that was my husband. So I don't see why there was nothing wrong with, I didn't see nothing wrong with what we were doing as long as we both was in agreement with it. We both was doing it together. So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know God up there right now. Hold on. Let me get another pen. This one ran out of ink.
That's just how I feel. So
I agree with you. You should enjoy your life. You only get one. You're absolutely correct.
So no.
Only get one. When I was in my little...
You get older and have all these regrets.
Push your motherfucker. Why the fuck you can't act like that? Huh? What the fuck did you tell folks? Nothing. Go back.
Hey, but you know what, though, man? When I got in my accident, what did I tell you, dog? Well, I'm a new person, man. I got a whole new outlook on life. You know what I mean? So fuck it. I'm going to live it. I want to take trips and every goddamn thing. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the rent this month. It should just be late. Straight up, man.
It's
enjoy your damn life.
Out there.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
I said it's a big world out there.
Yeah.
I want to see every bit of it. Because ain't nobody comes tomorrow.
You got that right.
I just wish my wife thought like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I sure can't use the T word around this motherfucker. She don't give a fuck about no life. That the T words don't get no play.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that motherfucker.
The what word?
The T word, man.
Oh, I said threesome, not threesome.
That's what I was talking about, threesome.
That was 1-2. No, I said you didn't change it to twosome.
No, it's don't use that word, this house.
Oh, well. No, it's unfortunate.
I know,
well,
man.
Them 10 years, I'm sure, was the best times of his life. So he mm-hmm. got something to remember.
Yeah, he probably regret it now, though.
Sure. He go through his stages of depression. Then he calls me every blue moon when he want to get into it. When he want to get into it with me or something, because he mad.
I know you're fucking somebody. I know you're fucking.
He already knows.
All right.
You know, you ain't had any threesomes like that.
You
trying to hear about any new threesomes out of
here.
They not with you. Why would you
want to
hear about that anyway?
You ever been in prison with two dudes?
No, I had this one dude. He tried to jump in on when I was with this dude, but I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah, they set that up.
No, he didn't, because he got mad. One of his friends was over at the house trying to sneak in the room while we was in there. He probably hadn't told him, you know, y'all don't get enough of that, boy. Tell y'all friends about y'all woman, especially when they good. Then you wonder why they be trying to get them.
Our case is a little different because I offered it to you. She just said she was tired.
Yeah, man.
He had that camera like a pro, boy. That motherfucker had that camera in one hand, stick it up, but God damn it, I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to my pair. Shit. I'm tired. You what? What you just say? Oh, that's bullshit.
I remember this is the only train I ever been on. You know, we ran a train on a girl at the Urban League, like a damn boys, like a little boys club center. Ran a train on her in the closet, you know? And that was a real train because, hell, as soon as one got up, motherfucker was right up, was right back up on top of her. I'm like, ah, damn, you know. I can't believe this bullshit.
You move, you lost your spot. I don't know.
Yeah, you move, motherfucker. You lost your spot.
Oh, goodness.
How many of y'all was it?
Shit, hold on. About 6 of us.
Well, yeah, that's a train.
Yeah.
That's a locomotive.
That's a locomotive, you know.
I know she was hurt like a motherfucker at the end of that shit. 6 motherfuckers?
You know, shit, we were still young, so we humming like fucking jackrabbits. We last too long, you know what I'm saying? We humming like jackrabbits, boy, you know, but we thought we was doing, killing it.
She just took all 6 of their ass down. Hey. Oh, you punk motherfuckers going on back in the day.
Is that it?
Right.
Can somebody go see if anybody else in the gym, please?
Right.
You go.
That's back in the day when the hell fingering the girl was, you know, we thought we was killing the game, you know. Man, I was fingering her. I was fingering her for about a half hour. I'm like, like, and?
You go to your boy and tell him, here, smell this.
Yeah, smell this.
Hey, boy, girl, no, we nasty motherfuckers. Yeah, man, you actually sent that stuff at your finger, too.
Yeah, we always smelled it. Like, okay, it smelled good, though. It smelled good.
Right. That's her. That's her. Yeah, right. You talking about that's her? That's her?
Mm-hmm. That's Tamika, dog.
Rollo,
little sister.
Yeah,
Rollo, little sister.
Rollo. Who the hell is Rollo?
Just a name I made up, man. Rollo's little sister, dog.
Oh. Oh, shit, I don't know.
I'm talking about the finger with the smell, and that's Rollo, little sister.
Oh, Wilhelmina.
Yeah, Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina.
I actually know somebody named Wilhelmina.
All right,
man.
Have y'all ever got some pussy that y'all didn't want to share? I mean, the pussy was that good when you just, you wouldn't even tell them about the pussy. You like, no, she alright.
Yeah, she alright.
Shoot, I don't ever want to share.
What? He not lying. He is not lying.
Oh, good.
The rap, Hey, what's up with it all? That's my girlfriend. Motherfucker, you just met an hour ago. Yeah, boy. God damn, boy. That motherfucker had 100 girlfriends.
My man, we done went over, man. We got to get up out of here.
All right. I know Wick calling me a bunch of bitches and motherfuckers, but hey, it's New Year. I keep telling you, do all that shit, I'm cutting y'all. If y'all wonder why I got extremely quiet, he got cut off. Oh, motherfucker. You know, he probably took him probably 35 minutes before he realized, like, they can't hear me. All right. Walk, you got any last words, man?
Like always, you know what I'm saying? Good show. You know, I missed last night's show, so I'm messing around and listen to it tonight and download it. And hopefully I can talk to y'all next week.
What's up? Janine, any last words for us, baby?
Yes, it was a good show. It's always good talking with everybody. When y'all find that one, y'all better keep him.
She ain't lying.
I ain't telling nobody shit. She all right. She all right. All right, dog. You got anything for me?
Man, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Since you're about that, y'all.
All right. Peace.